Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. It is Tuesday, the 16th day. Tuesday, the 16th day of August, 2005. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Huge developments with the economy. They're now admitting what we already knew. Inflation is spiking massively. Headline, July inflation jumps on higher gas prices. And again, it is August, but we always get these numbers a little less than a month after they actually take place. And the trend into August is going to be even higher. So we'll be getting into that. Also, with the Cindy Sheehan situation, somebody tied a big pipe to their truck and ran over many of the 1,000 crosses out there for the first 1,000 people that died. The first 1,000 men and women that died in the military from the U.S. Armed Services in Iraq. I mean, these people have absolutely... Some of you doubted me about how vicious these neocons are. I mean, I got all this video, but it's so profane, I can't even play it on air. The audio of it. But day after I was in Crawford, you know, we got people shooting guns, and then the media asked them on, you know, national television, well, why are you shooting your gun in their direction? You just figure it out for yourself. And the people go, oh, it's just the dumb liberals. They're afraid of guns. They don't know what's going on. Ha, 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 that'll show them. No, it just makes the Second Amendment look bad and further demonizes guns. So thanks a lot, idiot. And now some moron, and again, these people are not conservatives, last night ran over a whole bunch of the crosses on purpose. That's now admitted. Dragging a huge chain and pipe to get the job done. So it's like the road warrior out there. So we'll get into all of that as well. And some of the local Crawford folks are getting together, going in to the local county commissioners and trying to get them removed off of the side of the road. So, oh, can't deal with free speech. No, gotta stop that. Gotta destroy what's left of the Bill of Rights. But frankly, all of this pales in significance. We got a report from Crawford coming up in about 25 minutes. All of it pales in significance to headlines like this. Russia reports bird flu dangerous to humans spreading towards Europe. Out of the Moscow News, we'll get to that. Charleston Post and Courier runs hit piece on nuclear drill story. Libeled PrisonPlanet.com and myself, and I put a call into them, they better change this headline. I mean, I better not get any bad repercussions from this, because they say that we said that Charleston was going to be nuked. It was going to be destroyed. It was going to happen. Well, no one ever said that. And we reported on reports by other journalists, by other accredited journalists. And we said, is it true? And put a question mark behind it. And hey, listen. U.S. News and World Report came out during the election with the White House saying, we will be nuked. I mean, they said it. Chertoff, Homeland Security head, a month ago was on TV saying, we're going to get hit by nukes. Dick Cheney's been all over TV saying it. So they're the ones saying we're going to get nuked. And we just take those threats seriously. So, I mean, I'm really upset about Charleston Post and Courier. I mean, attributing links we put to other news stories that people put out, who themselves were just questioning, and then saying that we said, and folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. They get into some real manipulation and deception here, and we'll talk about it. I mean, this is an incredible hit piece. Very sloppily done. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong. It's that simple. They distract you and divert you with labels, with spin. I defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I defend the sovereignty of this nation where we all live. And that's really what we should all attempt to do. The Republican and Democratic parties are bought and paid for by private corporate interests that are setting up a one-world government. And I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, talking about these important issues, discussing these important facts. And believe me, I've been called a radical, I've been demonized, I've been called so many names. You know, day one, we exposed government involvement, that is a criminal element within the government, involvement in 9/11. And it was bizarre to talk about it. It was unheard of. But now it is becoming the dominant view because people have become informed. Day one, even before the war, I said it's a fraud, it's a lie, it's based on fabricated evidence. The majority of Americans in major polls knew that that was true. I mean, it wasn't a hard stand to take. It was the real stand. It was the true stand. But regardless, you know, whether everybody's going along with us or whether everybody disagrees with us, the facts are the facts, and we've got to stand on them. We shouldn't stick our finger, you know, lick our finger and stick it up in the air, lick our thumb and stick it up in the air and see which way the wind is blowing. That is the creed, the motto of slaves, of impoverished third world populations and our children's future is better than that. Early this morning, I was reading some letters of George Washington in that new book that came out in 1776, the first year of the Revolution, by that Pulitzer Prize-winning author, what, McCullough. And, you know, he talked about that over and over again. Our children, their children, unborn children, generations 100 years from now, what we do now, you know, they depend on. You know, there was that feeling of just the endless stream of humanity and standing up against tyranny. And that's a powerful thing to tap into, so I invite you to tap into it. All right, big broadcast lined up for you today. I mean, we're going to talk about Russia reports bird flu dangerous, the humans spreading towards Europe. We have a map up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for the areas that it spread to. Very, very dangerous. Also, new developments, obviously, in Crawford, just a microcosm of the rest of the country. Many of you probably had trouble believing my report yesterday describing being cussed at and screamed at and people threatening to physically attack me or just calmly asking them questions about the war. That is the eight pro-Bush people who were not conservatives, folks. I mean, I would say Bush is against the Second Amendment. Good! Bush has given us the biggest budget ever. Good! Bush has taken down the Ten Commandments. I don't care about the Ten Commandments. They were cult members. They were mindless idiots. So compared to the, gullible liberal hippies who were right about this war being a fraud, in some cases for the wrong reasons, but regardless, they're still right. The war is wrong. Many of them, you know, conservatives and families and people that have lost children, you know, a good-looking crowd of people. This isn't the classic dirty leg hippies, you know, that you would think of from the 60s. You know, they were well-meaning people, and they're under attack, folks. The police are harassing them, the Secret Service, you know, drive-by, laying on their horns, giving everybody dirty looks, trying to get them kicked off the property, threatening to run over people. Guns have been fired in their direction, and don't deny it, the guy that fired the guns off said, "You figured out why I did it." He said that on TV, folks. "I'm sick of these people. You figure it out." So he's now changed his story from getting ready for deer hunting. Yeah, by the way, you don't deer hunt with a shotgun, folks, with birdshot in it. But now, I mean, if any of you were denying that and denying the report I gave you yesterday, what happened last night, the day after I was there? Some nutcase with a huge chain and a big pipe on it, behind his vehicle, threw it out of the back of the vehicle and went down the side of the road, knocking over, mowing down the crosses for the first 1,000 troops that died. By the way, it's over 8,000 troops. They don't count you as a combat fatality if you die in Ramstein or if you die outside of Iraq, if you've been flown out. By the way, that's admitted. 8,000+ as of a month ago. I haven't seen the numbers lately. But it just grows and grows on a daily basis. I mean, 17 troops died today when a NATO helicopter went down. And it's always an accident, always a malfunction. And some of the time I'm sure it is, but a lot of the time it isn't. So 17 today in Afghanistan, and what, 6 more today in Iraq. So, I don't know, 17 and 6, do the math, it's 23 dead. Do the math. I mean, what is it, like 10 troops a day the last few months? I mean, it's getting serious. And then we have a general coming out over the weekend and saying, yeah, we're going to pull out 30,000 troops. And Bush comes out and says, no, he's wrong. Folks, 4-star generals don't talk out of turn. Weird stuff's going on. And so speaking of that, Charleston Post and Courier runs hit piece on nuclear drill story. Now remember, about a week and a half ago, the report first surfaced with Greg Zeminski that this Brigadier General, Kevin P. Burns, 4-star commanding general, number 4 overall in the entire Army structure, at the 5th level of seniority in the entire military structure, he's getting a divorce for 6 months. He's got a relationship with a woman off base. I mean, privates don't get kicked out for that, folks. I mean, you've got a divorce ongoing, you're allowed to go, you know, and you've got a separation, you're allowed to have a girlfriend. I mean, this is unheard of. He's already going to retire in just 3 months. Suddenly, they fire him. Well, I've been told, watch Kevin P. Burns a month ago. When I first got that report from a good source, I kind of ignored it. I said, okay, watch this guy. And I was also told, watch for these drills. And then as it developed, I put two and two together and said, man, this is scary. This nuclear drill that NORTHCOM said was to take place in this particular city there on the East Coast. And we never said it was going to happen. We said that since we reported on it, it certainly wouldn't happen, that this drill might be used as a cover for a nuke attack or a dirty bomb, or that somewhere else in the country it could be used as a cover for that, because the criminal elements within intelligence that were involved in 9/11 used it on 9/11, that's public, and it also happened in England on 7/7, the exact same locations, exact same times, exact same places. The chances of that has 48 zeros behind it, folks. It's hard to pronounce the number. You have it all up there, you know, with the statistician numbers up there for you. So all of this is happening, and all we did was go, well, Leland Lerman and Greg Zeminski are reporting this, and they have sources, we have sources. This is very suspicious, and in the surrounding area, several other states, they're having military takeover drills of the towns. So how does the Charleston Post and Courier respond to this? Well, they create a straw man. They fabricate what we said and what we did. They create a fake story and attribute it to us. Same thing that Popular Mechanics with Homeland Security Director's first cousin. Same thing they did. Charleston Post and Courier runs hit piece on nuclear drill story. And it was nothing less than totally amazing. And so let me just read. We got Paul Watson coming on in the third hour about this, but let me read Total Information Analysis on this, because it's important. Final push to stop nukes of August. With coverage all over the internet and in other media from Coast to Coast AM to the Charleston Post and Courier, there's a good chance that if any nuclear drills in August were scheduled to go live, the idea has been shelved by now. However, there is no underestimating the mania of the New World Order. When it's concerned, a final push should be made Tuesday to make sure that as many people as possible know that Americans know that there is a real danger of a nuclear terror drill could go live as soon as Wednesday and August 17th. What everyone should do is read Key General Fired as Nuke Terror Drill Set for August 17th, and all the pages linked from that item as well. With a sufficient background, folks should call the following places somewhat calmly yet urgently and state that both 911 and 77 drills mimic the actual attacks which were going on, which enabled an actual attack to go live amidst the confusion. Tell whoever you're talking to that they should be aware of another inside job as possible, particularly with the strange firing of Rumsfeld's opponent, General Burns, earlier this month. Now, all this may be going overboard, but better safe than sorry, so consider calling the following people Tuesday, August 16th. And again, Total Information Analysis said that, and I agree with much of it and think it's a good idea, but I better not be attacked for linking to Total Information Analysis. And then they give links to all of these stories. But we have to remember the general that took over for Burns is the general who was the point man in the Abu Ghraib cover-up. Very, very interesting. Meanwhile, Army and North Carolina authorities stage terrorism response drill, another one. And then the analysis by Total Information and Total 911 Info is excellent. I'll go over that when we get back. Because, I mean, just wait till you hear what this newspaper did. It's just unbelievable. But I guess it's not unbelievable. It really is par for the course. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to get to everybody. Got a quick little 5-10 minute report from Crawford coming up about the vandalism and criminal mischief going on last night in the next segment. And then I'll get to all your calls. Dean in Canada, Alice in Arkansas, Tim Ohio, Emma Pennsylvania, John in Boston, you know, people all over the 4 points of the compass and points in between. But I need to cover this article. I mean, understand, folks, remember, Dick Cheney, you know, tells U.S. News and World Report during the election, we will be nuked before the election. I mean, he said that this time last year. U.S. News and World Report, they're constantly fear-mongering. They're the ones
I mean, Gary Hart with the CFR Terrorism Commission is always on TV. I mean, I've seen him many times, and I don't watch much television. You mail me the clips. I've got a whole stack of them where Dallas, Denver, Cleveland will be hit by nukes and smallpox. They will be hit. We've never talked like that. They're the ones that talk like this and say these things to fearmonger us. But then they unceremoniously sack this general. We've got all this intelligence coming in that something could happen, and we simply report on what other journalists are saying, and then I get attacked. My website gets attacked and gets things attributed to me. Folks, they attribute to PrisonPlanet.com what the NORTHCOM website said. They say that we just made this up, and then they give quotes from NORTHCOM's website and say that we're wrong, it was a totally different state, ha ha ha, aren't we idiots, when NORTHCOM says that state. I mean, these people are incredible. And it's still up on NORTHCOM's website, and it's still in the Google cache. It's saved in the Google cache. For those that don't have computers and aren't somewhat savvy to this, just basically Google saves everything. Charleston Post and Courier mangles nuke drill facts, total information analysis, did a great job going over this. An interesting item was posted today on the Charleston.net, the associated website of the major daily paper, Charleston Post Courier. It also ran in the paper. And that website's for like 20 newspapers. If you haven't read it yet, check out the site's key general fired as nuke terror drill set for 17th for background. Here's some of the permanent excerpts and attendant analysis of the Post Courier's online item. Still, now this is quoting from the article, still this chatter has stirred up folks all over the Low County worried that nuclear fallout could seriously ruin their weekend. Ha ha ha. Officials with Charleston County, the state's emergency management personnel, and even the Department of Defense have gotten worried calls from folks scanning the skies for mushroom clouds over Fort Sumter. Trouble is, as with most conspiracy theories, the facts often get in the way. Local officials say no drills are planned this week, and the state ports authority says no plans have been made to detonate any nuclear weapons in the harbor. Now, notice that they later in the Charleston article, it admits that there was a drill last week. Again, people keep saying, well, when is the drill? They had drills last week in the town. They're having drills this week. But then they say that there's no drill, that it's tabletop. But there's drills in the streets with police and military, but there's no drills. I mean, just how do you respond to idiocy like this? Local officials don't know of any drills, but the state port authority just says they haven't been told a nuke is going to go off. No, really. We're not aware of that, port spokesman Byron Miller said. The rumors began when a NORTHCOM command press release about a terrorism training exercise that began. Here's the scenario. A seafaring vessel transporting a 10-kiloton nuclear warhead makes its way into the port off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina. Terrorists aboard the ship attempt to smuggle the warhead off and detonate it. If this sounds familiar, perhaps you remember Special Bulletin, an 83 movie with roughly the same plot and the set in Charleston. Perhaps the terrorists don't have a manual, just cable television. One website says the idea is that the exercise was intended to go live and be used for cover for a real attack. For proof, they say terrorism drills were planned in the United States on 9/11 and in London on 7/7. And, of course, they take the question mark off of the quote that we took from another news article, and they took the question mark off of that. Again, we said some are reporting that it could be used as a cover to go live. Hey, doesn't matter. They take could off, take the question mark off. You've got some real serious yellow journalism here. And it goes on and on to say that we get the state wrong, but then the quote they have is a quote off NORTHCOM's own website saying it's that state, that city. So the poor people reading this newspaper that don't know the truth, I feel sorry for them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so Dick Cheney and Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, CFR members on the Hart-Rudman Commission. You've seen them. They've been all over TV. We're going to get nuked. It's going to happen. Again, a year ago, during the election, sometime during the election, nukes will go off. It's going to happen, a top White House staffer tells us. Then, we report on a nuclear attack drill and say that sources in the Pentagon say it could go live. And we report on other reports of this. And the Charleston Post and Courier basically fabricates a news report, twists things around, says that we said it was in the wrong state, and then quotes Northcom's own website where it says it's in that state, and attributes it to us, basically. I mean, this is just classic. So I'm going to get back into this, and of course, I know we have loaded phone lines, so we're going to get to everybody, but we are honored and blessed to be joined by Ernest Hancock, who, of course, is a libertarian talk show host, pro-Second Amendment, wants to control the borders, you name it, really good guy. You know, he describes the government as a gang with a flag. Not the first time I've heard that, but I always love to hear it. It's a great analogy, a great example. But we had him on yesterday to report as a libertarian who happens to have a show and report for a show on an Air America affiliate in Phoenix, Charles Goyette, who we've had on before. And we were accused of being George Soros minions and that we are basically for Hillary Clinton now because we're having an alternative reporter on who's there at Crawford. So, I mean, you just talk about mindlessness. You know, here's another example of it. So before you get into a quick report for us, Ernest, on what's happening out at Crawford with the malicious mischief and the rest of it, before we do that, I mean, you and I basically have been accused of being commies now.
Have to demonize anyone that opposes the status quo or whoever happens to be in control of the levers of power or has Sauron's ring on at the time. So it's, you know, I water off a duck's back. I don't even mess with these guys when they do the ad hominems all the time.
But, I mean, I guess then you loved Bill Clinton then.
Yeah, compared to what we got now, I'm for blue dresses, man. But,
I'm being sarcastic. I mean, you guys have got a pretty conservative show. I was wondering, how do you guys get away with talking about all that stuff on Air America?
You know, the thing is that Charles tags himself as the most independent talk show host in America. So, you know, the word libertarian rarely comes up unless a caller says, well, you sound libertarian. Well, there's a reason for that, you know. But the what happens is we are so clearly against what's going on now and have logical, reasoned, principled arguments for it against what the White House, Bush administration is doing in detail. Very similar to the kind of work that you do, and all of a sudden you're finding that these people that really have a genuine desire to do what they perceive to be right, they get educated, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, you know, we understand your rationale.
Well, that education is happening. That's why in major national polls, 68%, 67% of the American people are against the war. And on the ground, the numbers are, I would say, really over 70%. So that education is happening. And most conservatives that I know are mad about lies about WMDs. They're mad about, I mean, folks, last night I watched a compilation of all the news clips about, you know, Bush's and of course, Mr. Rove's little male prostitute running a, you know, whore operation out of the White House. You know, we've just forgotten about that. I mean, how Christian and conservative is that? I should have brought that up to those neocons. They probably would have had heart attacks. But Ernest Hancock, again, reporting here for us, you're out at Crawford, up in Central Texas right now. There have been some new developments last night, some vicious vandalism. Tell us what you know about that.
There's a couple of things that happened. The first thing was last night, there was a gentleman, loose term, drove his pickup through the ditch where all of the crosses were, and he took out about 400 of them. Now, the road is not that bright because the road that goes up to the camp into the city of Crawford, it's like 5 miles, 4 or 5 miles with no turnoffs. It's a farm road, so the sheriff's department was waiting for him. And they had him dead to rights because he had crosses stuck up underneath the undercarriage of his truck. And I asked one of the deputies, and I said, well, you know, it's not a new truck. He's going to be plowing through the ditch like this. He goes, no, it's about a 1990 truck. And I go, well, was it a, you know, high school kid on the football team drinking right before he's going back to school having some fun with his buddies? No, it's a one guy, he's late 40s, early 50s, out there just, you know, being dumb. And creating more controversy. Now you got, you know, these white crosses and some with Stars of David on them and Islamic symbols with names of fallen soldiers and American flags all in the dirt that he ran over. I don't know how that served any purpose of his.
Well, and now the police are saying that this individual is basically admitting that he's just angry about you guys being out there. The individual that was firing off his guns all night long has now told TV news cameras that, you know, are you doing this to intimidate people? You just figure it out. We're sick of them. So I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on. But for people that were doubting me yesterday, when I talked about the lunatic nature of these few, I mean, not even 10 neocons that are out there. Occasionally, some neocon bus pulls up with maybe 30 people on it, and the news calls them, you know, 500. But you know, the times that I've been out there, the reporters I've talked to, never more than 10. You talk to them, I mean, these are crazed maniacs, Ernest, and they're not conservatives.
Yeah, no, they're pretty. I've interviewed them. I went over and gave them a chance. You know, the Air America liberal audience wants to hear what you have to say. I won't edit. You go for it. And it's pretty weak. I mean, they're not really that informed. You know, one thing that's interesting, though, today, I think the county's name is McClellan in Waco.
Yeah, McClellan County is people are moving to have folks thrown off the ditch. Go ahead.
Right. We were in the county courthouse. The commissioners are having an open hearing or doing some budget business, and you can't really have any action that would do anything unless it's on the agenda so many weeks in advance. So they really just appeared to have a public hearing to talk about certain things. So there's no real force of action that they can do, which was interesting, but people wanted to speak about this out there. And the woman that owns, there's a wide intersection there where the camp is, and at that wide intersection, it creates an isosceles triangle with about 40 yards on each side of it that's open in the middle because she doesn't want people there camping on her private property.
Now, let's be specific. First, the Secret Service said, you can't get within 3 miles. You've got to stop right here. You can use this area. Now, once the woman let the county have it for right-of-way, for the county road and the state road, really that's public, folks. It's a little bitty piece of land. But they did this on purpose. So they've got the hundreds of people in their cars, herded on literally to a tiny, maybe 2 yard wide stretch, you know, by trees. They're on the side of the highway. Meanwhile, the neocons have some of the neighbors who love them. They're allowed to lavishly sit around with plenty of room wherever they want. And if you step on the grass of this median, they will come running over screaming, threatening you that they're going to call the police on you. And so now these individuals are going to, even though no one's on their property, they're going to the county commissioner saying, get them out of there. I mean, even if they hate the protesters' guts, there's nothing more American than what they're doing. I mean, this is despicable.
Well, let me tell you about that hearing. I think you'd be surprised. What happened was a couple of the residents that live up there, you know, expressed concern about, you know, the traffic, and they just didn't want them there, of course. But they didn't really have a lot of good reasons to oppose it other than, you know, maybe somebody might get hit with a car and that kind of thing. But what was amazing is the woman that owned the property, she's building a very nice large home within sight there. You may have saw that large home that was under construction.
Yes.
That's hers about a quarter mile off the road, and she owns that triangle there.
And she's got neocons on the entrance to her gate. That's where they nest.
Right. Now, what happened, though, was interesting, is she didn't really have a problem with them. She goes, everybody's been polite. When they knew it was private property, they got off it, and a lot of the residents of Crawford went out and said, we don't have a problem. I'll say, of the, say, dozen people that testified, I was doing radio interviews for the morning show in and out of there, I only saw three people that showed any concern, and they weren't really that angry. The situation is this. They're concerned that Bush is going to keep drawing this type of attention, and that while this group they think is fine, very polite, professional, clean, they were very complimentary. A lot of the residents got up and said, look, Waco has a bad reputation for stamping on people's civil rights and so on. We don't want, you know, want that to perpetuate. We don't need the problem. These people have been great and wonderful, but we have civil rights too. And we want this addressed for the future because the next group may not be as well behaved. So I think it went really well. Everybody was nice.
But yeah, but the problem is they don't want on future visits of his lordship to have this happening. And sorry, folks, it's a free country, and you know, these moves to restrict any type of protest or have free speech zones, you know, or any of this are a big, big problem. And those locals who love to worship Bush, they should know that by the neocon king bivouacking on his 1,800-acre compound, that this is what they should expect. And this is what freedom looks like, so they should just get over it And, you know, if they ban protest out there, I will go there and I will get arrested because I'm not going to put up with this. Listen, Ernest, I really appreciate you coming on and reporting for us. And can we get you to pop back in the next few days?
Yeah, sure. I'll call back in. I think
and folks can go to, Crawford
or Bust? CrawfordOrBust.com, B-U-S-T, CrawfordOrBust.com. And you have photos of all that stuff. You're welcome to use whatever audio clips and photos from that and have fun.
All right. Thanks a lot, my friend. Take care.
You bet. Bye.
And, again, I'm not going to spend any more time on this today. In and of itself, it's a diversion and a distraction. But I do think that what Cindy Sheehan is doing is great. She's a really nice lady. She's been through a lot. And Secret Service threatening to run over them and people firing guns in their direction to scare them and people running over crosses, dragging a huge chain and a pipe. And just all of this insanity is just out of control. Look, we don't like this war. We want out of there. We're tired of our troops being killed. We are tired of the New World Order. We don't want to invade Iran. And I'm tired of you calling us a bunch of commies. You know, it's your neocon Supreme Court engaging in communism. You know, I heard a talk show host make the point last week, and it's true. Actually, I heard several talk show hosts make the point that down in Venezuela, Chavez is giving property seized from the population back to the population. So they're trying to get more private property ownership, just giving, you know, public lands to the people. Meanwhile, here in America, the federal government's grabbing more land, state government's grabbing more land, the Supreme Court says you don't own your private property if some land baron wants it. We don't even have to pay you, you know, proper value for it, you know, New London, Connecticut. I mean, again, Bush is for gun control, open borders, all of this stuff. And you guys dance around and tell me how he's some conservative. And I'm just tired of it. And, I mean, I really tried to nicely, I've got video of all this. I tried to nicely, I'll be airing some of it on TV tonight. I tried to be nice to these neocons. I mean, even before I'd gotten down to the ranch, I stopped at a gas station across the street from the Peace House, or actually Catty Corner, about 200 yards away, where there were about five neocons dancing around. And, you know, and again, folks, I got an email. Hey, you don't like bikers? Why'd you call him a fat biker? I was describing what the guy was. I said a fat milkman, if that's what he'd been. Nothing against bikers. A lot of friends that are bikers. A lot of patriots are bikers. I mean, I understand and know that. I'm talking about these individuals were shameful. And they weren't even what you'd call real, you know, bikers. They were like yuppie bikers. And I don't like being screamed at and cussed at, you know, and I ought to take a swing at you. Because, well, CIA says that Iran won't have a nuke for 10 years. I ought to take a swing at you, boy. You're probably with him. I mean, just if the... Well, Bush is against guns. Well, good. I don't care about him. I think Bush is a good Christian. But Bush tried to get the Ten Commandments taken down in Alabama. He promoted the attorney general that did. I don't care about the bleeping Ten Commandments. I mean, I got video of this. I got the whole exchange. I'm nicely talking to the guy and these other people, and they start surrounding us. I mean, you know, looking for a fight, folks. I don't appreciate it. And you know, these guys, some of these people better not go do something to these poor women, predominantly women over there at on the side of the road, literally being pushed up against barbed wire fences by the police. You know, when I said 2 yards, it's not even that much room. I mean, it's just... They got everybody crammed up against the wire, and, you know, I just... Again, it's a microcosm of everything we're facing. It's just such an example of this. I mean, I could sit there and talk with the liberals and explain to them about the Second Amendment, and they were going, I agree with you. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I have former, you know, Soviet socialist, after former Soviet socialist, going, no, I see the big paradigm, Alex. I started listening to your show 5 years ago, or I saw one of your videos, you know, shown at a local theater in San Diego, and it woke me up, and I'm a peace activist from the 60s. No, I get the new paradigm. No, I understand the corporations actually want big government. Yes, we understand. We understand big government doesn't help us. We understand government programs. I mean, they're waking up. Meanwhile, people that I guarantee you 5 years ago were probably level-headed about Bill Clinton, knew why he was bad, who I could have talked to, are just lunatics. I mean, just wild-eyed crazies. And I got a few emails yesterday, oh, it's not as bad as you said. Folks, running over crosses, 500 of them. I mean, that 500 crosses had to be, of the 1,000 that are out there, it's got to be like 100 yards. You imagine that? You got to get down in a ditch to do it. You know, with a chain dragging behind you, with a pipe slamming. It's like Road Warrior. I mean, you walk up to, hi, I'd like to interview you. You back off right now, buddy. You're getting it right now. I'm with the Army. And then, you know, plain clothes Secret Service giving you dirty looks and walking behind you, big old 6'5" guys, just looking psychotic. I mean, it's weird. When you people are like demon possessed, I promised myself I wouldn't rant and rave about this, but it scared me, folks. I mean, it just to see, we couldn't have worse emissaries to the liberals than these Fruit Loops. And again, one of the pro-Bush people was well-spoken and nice. Uno, not Dulce or Trace. Uno, we'll be right back with your calls.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're going to start taking your calls here momentarily, and then I will get more in the next hour into the nuke drill that now the Army is saying, along with the North American Command, is scheduled to take place tomorrow. And obviously it's not going to be an exercise that goes live now. We'll never know what the truth was, because by exposing it, we ensure that it doesn't happen. And, you know, it's the same with all these issues. If we expose them, if we fight them, if we show what they're up to, it neutralizes them. The globalists who use terror to scare us into submission. We'll get into Russia reports bird flu dangerous to humans spreading towards Europe. And we'll get into the economy with inflation. Also, children as young as 6 months of age are being barred from flying as terrorists because their names are similar to those of the people on the watch list. And even when the screeners see that it's a newborn baby, they just say, sorry, the rules are the rules. And it'll be like this. They're going to put all these new private databases in, and if you've got bad credit, they admit you won't be able to fly or travel. It's going to be total control. So, and more on the Stasi system of turning everybody into tattletales when they're in your homes. Got several new articles on that. Yesterday it was 500,000 janitors with the biggest custodial company in the U.S. For Homeland Security tattletales, fighting terror and crime. Now it's several other big companies. So just every day, massive announcements of tattletaling and spying. Before I go to calls and end this hour, folks, my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, is out. If you want the hardcore, unabated, unabashed truth, the evidence of who carried out 9/11, who the real perpetrators are, how they executed the attacks, the police state they're setting up in the aftermath, and what their ideology and driving philosophy is, you need Martial Law. A mini-series, 3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours and 35 minutes on VHS. Go to Infowars.com and order Martial Law today. We also have a bookstore and video store on the website with all 12 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other books and videos that we carry by other incredible researchers and authors. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, and your purchase supports this broadcast. Or call toll-free to get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. That number again, they can answer all your questions, 1-888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. See all my films, dozens of other films, ebooks, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, special text reports, prisonplanet.tv. And the mailing address is on all the websites, or you can simply call the toll-free number and get it. If you miss it, it's 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. These videos expose the real paradigm. American Dictators exposes the false left-right paradigm. Give it to liberals. Give it to conservatives. Show them how Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and George Washington didn't talk about left and right or sinister and right. They talked about freedom versus slavery. And we're computers, folks. We've been given garbage in, garbage out. You know, we've been given false information, false precepts, false text, false names, false labels. The map makers of the mind have sold us on frauds. All right, to be fair to the callers, I'm not going to go to them right now. We'll go to you as soon as we start the next hour. From as far north as Canada, as far south as Texas, Tejas, we'll take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Second and third hours exploding towards you. On the other side, as we crash through the lies and disinformation, as we wage war on corruption.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.